Jason Blevins, reporter for the Colorado Sun, thanks for joining me on this week's News Brief.
Thanks for having me.
You recently wrote a piece about Colorado's involvement in a letter protesting the fast-tracking of a Lake Powell pipeline project. First, describe exactly what is this pipeline.
So Utah's been working about 20 years on this plan to move some water from Lake Powell, which is technically in the upper basin of the Colorado River, to some communities in the sort of southwest corner of Utah around St. George, which is in the lower basin of the Colorado River. It's a plan to move about 86,000 acre-feet of water. It's Utah's water, and that area of Utah is really growing, and there's not a lot of water down there, so they were hoping to transfer some of their own water from the upper basin storage in Lake Powell over to these communities.
So Colorado recently signed on to a letter that involves both upper and lower basin states against a fast-tracked environmental review of the pipeline. Why did Colorado sign on to this?
Yeah, they joined with Arizona, California, New Mexico, Nevada, and Wyoming. So there's seven states in the Colorado River Basin, right? And they signed on with these other states and kind of protesting this memo that came from the Trump administration in June, you know, told the Interior Department, hey, let's get some major infrastructure projects hurried along. Let's get this environmental reviews of these major infrastructure projects. Some of them are highways, some of them are bridges, and this is kind of the only water one. And they said, let's hurry these up and get these reviews done so we can get them done. It's part of President Trump's sort of administrative powers that he has during this pandemic that sort of increased his ability to push these things through.
Well, it sort of flies in the face of the 1922 Water Compact, the Law of the River. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
These compacts that have been, you know, they're coming up on nearly a century that they've been working on these, this Law of the River, it's just a series of agreements, and they're really intricate agreements, and they have even very recent ones that are called drought contingency plans that allow for, you know, states to cut back when Lake Mead and Lake Powell reach certain levels, get too low. They're very intense and well-negotiated agreements between all these states that kind of handles what could happen if water levels get too low in these storage. And so the idea that suddenly the federal government could come in and make a decision on this Lake Powell pipeline or force a decision, these other states have promised they would sue. But then getting the federal courts involved could possibly impact, you know, 100 years of agreements that they've hammered out. There's a very delicate system in place right now, and there's a fear that, you know, bringing in a federal court, having a federal court make a ruling on some water issues in the Colorado River Basin could potentially impact, you know, decades of agreements.
To my way of thinking, you know, all these agreements were put together in order to keep the federal government out of Western water or the Colorado
exactly.
River.
And in many ways, the Colorado River management system is been highlighted as a model saying, hey, look, you know, this is what states can do. We can get together and we can make management decisions. We can reach agreements. We can have, you know, really complicated agreements, and we do not need federal intervention. We don't need the state, and we don't need, you know, the federal government coming in here mandating cuts, forcing cuts.
So, Jason Blevins, what are some of the implications?
You know, it's a tough issue for sure, but it's not necessarily about the water as much as the process and the legality and the implications of what happens when you draw a federal court into, you know, a process that's never had a federal court decision. And once you set a federal court decision with some sort of precedent, could other decisions be challenged? And the next thing you know, the Colorado River is managed through lawsuits in the federal courts. You know, that line between the upper basin and the lower basin is really very, very important line. And you don't tend to move water between those basins without a pretty collaborative process and consensus on how that's going to happen. Do not force this decision before the states come to a, you know, consensus and agreement. And if you do, we will sue, and the implications of suing are dire.
Well, Jason Blevins, reporter for the Colorado Sun, thank you very much for your work, and thank you for reporting on this important issue.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.